Okay, we're back in session. We have our report from Facilities and Infrastructure Committee. Leslie McBean, Claiborne Chair.
Sure. Do we have enough people in the room for me to continue?
Yep.
Okay. F and I met twice. I don't know. We met on the 18th of June, and we met again July 1st. Most of what we dealt with at our meeting of the 18th was in the resolutions that were in consent and that were passed, but I want to point out a couple of things that you should pay attention to or look for. Barbara Ekstrom, who's the director of the Solid Waste Division, talked about the county solid waste supposed to be featured in a book entitled World Waste. As one of the 21 entities around the world, it's being featured in this book. The Solid Waste Division is one of three in the United States that will be featured, and the criteria is having at least 75% waste reduction, qualification of your vendors, cost alternatives, et cetera, et cetera. And so we are on the cutting edge, as always, with our movement in solid waste, greenhouse gas emissions, et cetera, so we will be featured. There was one other thing I was going to point out. Oh, the combining two meetings here. The July 1st meeting was a special meeting in which we talked about our capital projects. We reviewed our PAR forms. One of the things that our staff has brought up and we need to really be considering because of some beginning community grumblings, etc., has to do with what are we going to do with the old library building. We need to, at some point, make some prioritized decision about what to do with that building. There's monies set aside for some repair work, but it really doesn't make sense. You know, there's sort of a reluctance to spend those funds if we don't know what will be the long-term use for that building. We also need to really look at our capital plan, our 20-year capital plan, because at one point it included the jail facility, and we need to revisit that to see if we need to do some prioritizing around. Is that something that needs to happen or not? Our public safety facility, rather, and, you know, the center of government and other things. So those are things to look at. They are also having to rent facilities at this point to store our elections machinery. So that is another thing that we'll have to look at, and so there may need to be some revision of our capital plan, and I would ask this legislature for us to really think about making that a priority. You heard of our Green Master Plan. We spoke about it at our last meeting and at this meeting as well. And it is the first in the nation, and so we're pretty excited about that. I know Bob is excited about it and will be featured in some big, wig, fancy duty airport magazine, air aviation magazine. I completely forgot the name of it right now, but it is like the top of the top when it comes to aviation magazines, because we are doing really good work in Tompkins County, and we're really proud of that. So there will be a scope of work developed for that portion of it, working with Cornell students, and we will keep you posted. We will have copies when things are here for people to see, but there will also be CNS engineers, so they will also have at least a half-day session that will invite public input on what are the goals, what do we want to see, so that they can really hear from the public and from all of us what are some of the things we want to see in airport construction around the green part of it. So that's the extent of most of what we talked about for our meetings, and we hope to be, like every other committee, be focusing on budget woes at our upcoming meetings. That's it.
Thank you. Quick question from Frank.
Listen, the library,
yes.
The old library,
yes,
have you had an opportunity to dust off the space needs report that, or are you using that as a guide as to the purposes of...
So Ed did mention that to me, and we haven't just yet. It was just sort of a reminder to this legislature we need to look at that, and so we...
Yeah, because there were some recommendations, center of government and all that business in there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to move on to the next committee report, Government Performance and Workforce Relations Committee. Nathan Shinagawa, Chair.
Yes, GPWR will be meeting on Friday.
Great. Thank you very much.
That concludes my report.
On to Planning, Development, and Environmental Quality Committee. Pam McAsee, Chair.
Yes, I am going to begin this new little segment in my report. We are meeting tomorrow at 3:15, but I wanted to just spend a minute. I think that this is such a great program. I feel as if I want to make sure we all on our legislature understand that we have this fabulous program. It's called the Tompkins County Home Ownership Program, and it was created 14 years ago and is administered by Better Housing of Tompkins County and the County Planning Department. It targets first-time home buyers outside the city of Ithaca, so it encompasses all of the municipalities outside, and their income have to be below 80% of the area median income for their household size. So, for example, a family of two cannot make over $41,800. A family of four can't make over $52,300, and so on. And the minimum income is $14,000. So these loans that are put out there are basically, they're pretty well distributed among all the municipalities. I think that if we looked at a map, we would see a pretty even distribution. And the vast majority of the loans are on existing housing. But one of the very, I just think, really wonderful aspects of this is that when people come in and apply, they're not only filling out an application for a loan, but Better Housing offers them all kinds of financial counseling. If they have too much debt, They are taught ways of reducing that debt are suggested. A number of people who have come in and applied and had too high a level of debt have gone out and reduced that debt and come back and actually were eligible to a program. So it really has an impact on people and how they are functioning. This kind of close attention has resulted in only two foreclosures out of the 292 loans that have been made, which is really quite a remarkable low foreclosure rate. It's less than 1%. And, of course, right now, with the downturn in the economy, there are three clients who are in danger of being foreclosed upon. But still, I think it's a testament to the thoroughness and care that is given in this process, and how it has allowed people who really didn't understand how to keep their finances together, taught them how to do it, and then allowed them to buy a house. The program is funded from two sources. Every year or so, the county applies to the state for CDBG money to use in the home ownership program, and then as that money is repaid by the people who are buying these houses, it goes back into the pot, which makes that money available for new applicants. And it's a wonderful thing because this program has been so successful and so well run and carefully run. Tompkins County has a stellar reputation in this area, and has allowed us to leverage other money. And certainly the new coalition that has been set up among Cornell, the county, and the city would probably not have happened if the county had not done such a great job and had had such an effective program to show as to what is possible. So I just thought that it might be of interest to people who might not know some of the details about this program.
Thank you very much for that sum. We're ready to move on to Budget, Capital, and Finance Committee. Jim Dennis, Chair.
Thank you, Michael. I want to move Resolution E, a budget adjustment appropriation of unspent funds from 2008 to various accounts.
Seconded by Leslin, and this is a short-form roll call. Is there any questions before we go to vote? Short-form roll call.
Ms. Nackasy?
Yes.
Ms. Kiefer?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to be recorded as a no? That's unanimous. Thank you very much.
I wanted to make a statement about this. I didn't want to vote no.
Okay.
But you didn't give a chance for any comments. And that just is that it troubles me to see the finance department once again returning $75,000 to the general fund when we all have learned, at least last year, if not sooner, that they are really understaffed in purchasing. Just my comment.
And Jim, do you have anything further for your report or your committee?
No, Michael. Monday, July 13th, 3:30 to 5:30 is the next meeting.
Thank you very much. On to public safety. Mark is done with the report. On to Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee. Leslin McBean, Claiborne Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to beg your indulgence to revisit something from F&I, just so the record doesn't say howdy-doody, that the name of the journal is Aviation Week and Space Technology, and it is one of the most prestigious and leading journals in the United States. I also do want to say that Bob Nicholas, because of this work with our Green Master Plan, and that we're the first in the nation, has already been getting calls from various states and cities interested in this. Thanks to the reporting of the Ithaca Journal, people are knocking down our doors so that they can get on board with it as well. WDIC met on June 24th. We spent the majority of our meeting in conversation with Don Kelly, who is a CSE union rep from the state level. We were talking about civil service reform, or civil service reform project, and CSEA support. Lots of questions, very little answers, but movement towards considering more conversation with the union on how can we all be on the same page with considering trying to remove some of the barriers of civil service. So that's what's going on. We are moving forward with our study, I want to call it that, on the reform efforts. Thanks to administration, especially Joe, working with SEPA and a class from Cornell. Hopefully come fall, we will have a proposal in place with what are some of the things that they will be doing to give us an idea of where do we go from here, some of the research and what has been done, what has not been done, what looks feasible, what does not look feasible, to see if it's really worth our time to continue to do this. We believe it's worth our time, but we want to make sure that we're not just going to be bumping up against brick walls like others have done in the past and trying a different approach. So we are moving forward with that effort. That's my report.
Thank you. Jim Dennis?
Comment on Leslin's report. I too have had contact with CSEA reps, and one of their concerns is that what we are doing, and I think statewide, one of their concerns is that there are some who are moving to a pass-fail system of civil service, and that brings with it a certain kind of problem, and if I can characterize it, they would be opposed to that, I think, in that sort of a system. So it's clear that they're listening to your committee and they're concerned about what Tompkins County is doing.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Jim. Mr. Kelly did say that they will be opposed to just a straight pass fail of any kind, pilot or not, but they're still willing to engage in conversation about whether it's exam reform, about touching base with the folks at a different level so that we can all try to do something to make this system a little bit more palatable to everyone who is engaged in it.
All right. Thank you. On to Legislative Rules and Procedures Committee. Julie Kiefer, Chair.
We haven't met.
Okay. Health and Human Services Committee. Frank Proto, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Health Committee will meet on July 14th. I think that's Bastille Day. And it'll be at 3:30. One item I wanted to bring to your attention that's going to hit the agenda, maybe two. There's going to be a request and a review of the intermunicipal REC partnership parameters, and we want to get that on the agenda so that that as a discussion point and how it affects, how it will be affected by the 6.25% proposed tax cut. And we're talking to Joe about that, and I've asked Nancy to put together a little package to meet with you on. The second item, and to hopefully update some of the stats that we'll be reviewing during budget, this is to give you a heads up. Abigail Smith from the SBCA will be there to give a review of how that program has been going, and the funds that we allocated have been spent. So I thought you'd appreciate knowing that. And the third item that we're going to be discussing, and I know you're interested in this, is we're going to be reviewing support for a single-payer approach to controlled health care costs and ensuring that everyone is covered. It's similar to the resolution that you voted on tonight. That's a joke. However, there's a question regarding that. The question I asked during the review was clarification that the entire legislature, I don't want to give the impression that that vote was a unanimous vote. And would you consider in the body of that resolution that it's clarified as to how many of the legislators supported that resolution? And that's a little off my report, but I didn't have a chance to raise that before.
I think we have a standard way of handling that. And at present, the word strong is the word that's in there.
And the vote will be reported if someone asks for
right.
it.
Right.
Well, I would ask for it, and I would like that vote reported. And I want to thank Will for withdrawing that other resolution, but if you would like to bring that to committee at some point, if you're the vice chair for health, we can certainly talk about that.
I think there's no further reports. Who'd like to move the, they don't have any minutes either, so let's, who'd like to move into executive panel?
I'm sorry, I just wanted to make an announcement, I neglected to do it during the beginning of the meeting. On the 16th, there is the Upstate Coalition concerned with garbage transport trucks. We'll be meeting here in Ithaca at the Chamber of Commerce at 12 o'clock.
Great.
At noon.
Not midnight.
Yes.
Move to go into executive session for purposes of personnel. We do not anticipate any action to be taken afterwards. Martha Robertson moves it. Leslie McBean, Clairborn seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Take a short break while the cameras break down. Jim?
It's nothing to do with executive session. The announcement you made about times
yes.
and dates. Carol was nice enough to give me some dates that she was not going to be available for September and October.